Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. On today's In Focus, we'll learn the results of a recent student survey on substance use in our area. It's the latest initiative of Planet Youth Lanark County, a community-driven prevention model based on the success of the model pioneered in Iceland more than 20 years ago. It's a pleasure to welcome the chair of Planet Youth Steering Committee, David Sompe. Hi, David.
Hello, thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. So what makes this model unique as a way to prevent substance abuse?
Well, the thing that makes this model stand out from other models that I've been exposed to is that it's really based on getting the community involved in understanding what's happening in the community and developing responses to change things that the community decides it wants to change. So we're not relying on, you know, a top-down kind of somebody telling us what to do, but we're going to have evidence that's available from the reports, which are just coming out now. And the goal is to work with stakeholders in the community to understand what's in the reports and then decide what areas the community would like to focus on to perhaps change some of these things that we learn from the reports.
Now, I understand this is the first community in Canada, our community here in Lanark County, to adopt this prevention model. What made you feel, or the committee feel, that this model would work here in Lanark County the way it has in Iceland?
You're right. We are the first community in Canada to do this, and we were hoping to be having this discussion a couple of years ago. We were ready to go with our first survey in March of 2020, but then, of course, the pandemic happened, so we were delayed, and the surveys were conducted in February of 2022. There's several things that I found to be appealing about the model. First thing is that it's evidence-based. It's based on what we learn from surveys of students attending school in our communities. It's not based on some sort of abstract high-level view that's maybe a Canadian view or a provincial view, but it's really local data. It's local to the community level in Lanark County. The way we've designed our model is every municipality in Lanark County, including the town of Smiths Falls, which get its own report that talks about what was learned from students who live in that community. So it gives people an opportunity to really understand what's happening locally, and therefore we can develop local solutions. That's one important thing. The other important thing is that by doing these surveys on a recurring basis, so our plan is to do them every 2 years, we'll be able to measure about whether we're making a difference, where we are making a difference, and where we're able to move things in a positive direction. Presumably we'll keep doing those. If we try something and if we find that we aren't able to, you know, nudge the trends in the way we want to go, well, then we want them to go, then maybe we'll try something different. So we have a feedback mechanism that's built right in.
And so when was this survey rolled out then?
Yeah, February 2022. So that's not very long ago, and we have reports available for release today, which is another pretty impressive performance metric for this kind of methodology. Often survey results aren't available for 1 or 2 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
David, what were you hoping to learn through this survey?
Well, the whole methodology is based on, and it, because it's evidence-based, I was hoping to learn what is happening locally. And, mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. I tried not to have, you know, preconceived ideas about what we would learn. But the whole methodology is based on, you know, researching key risk and protective factors in four domains. Those domains are well known and well established in literature, which I'm not an expert on, but it kind of makes sense. It's what influences the kinds of decisions and behaviors that a young person makes, the behaviors that they adopt as they're growing up. It's things that go on in their family. It's things that go on in their peer group. It's things that happen in school, and it's the things that they do in their extracurricular or leisure time. So those are the four domains that are upon which questions are asked in the surveys, and the answers to those those questions, along with some questions about, you know, have you consumed alcohol? Have you smoked cigarettes? Have you smoked cannabis or you consumed cannabis? The answers to what happens in those domains versus behaviors like consumption of substances can be correlated pretty strongly. And you see those correlations coming across in the reports that are being made available now.
I'm just wondering why grade 10 only?
Grade 10 is what we're looking to do is understand, you know, how growing up in Lanark County, how that influences somebody's development. So the answers to the questions that somebody who's in grade 10 provides is telling us what's happened or what the influences up till that point has happened. It's quite unlikely that anything that the community decides to do right now is going to change dramatically the behavior from a population health perspective of anybody who's in grade 10 now, or even probably in grade 9 right now, because they're the product of all the things that have happened to them from the time they were, you know, 2 or 3 up until the time they're in grade 10. But by asking the questions of grade 10s and then perhaps doing some things that may influence decisions or behaviors that are adopted when someone is in grade 3 or 4 or 5, by the time they get to grade 10, we'll see the difference. That's a really important point to make. This is a public health initiative, and I think of it like campaigns that happened when I was growing up about smoking or wearing seatbelts when you're driving. It takes a while for those kinds of things to take hold. It's a prevention-based methodology.
Mm-hmm. How were the students, how did they receive this survey? Were they cooperative? Were they quite receptive to it?
Absolutely they were. And in fact, the participation rate was really good. We typically, in quote, normal times, the goal is to have about 80% participation rate. We achieved 70%. And I've been in contact with some other communities in North America. We're the first in Canada, but there are several communities in North America, including several in Vermont, that have been implementing the model of a few years ahead of us. And everyone during the pandemic was sitting around 70%, 70. So, you know, it's not surprising that we're going to miss some people. The week that the surveys were being administered, I think we had 3 snow days. We're in the middle of a pandemic. If somebody had any kind of symptoms, they were, stuffy nose or something like that, they wouldn't be in school. So there were lots of reasons why people might not be there in order to fill out the survey, which was voluntary, by the way. Students could answer, could choose to participate or not. They could choose to answer or not answer any of the questions that were in the survey. But we got 70%, so that's pretty good.
It's pretty incredible, really, that the students would really want to help in that way.
Yeah, I think I hope by them receiving the survey, they realize that the community is interested in their input. And we want to honor that through the work that we're doing with Planet Youth Lanark County. As we start disseminating the reports and, you know, making the reports available and hopefully starting some community conversations, we have a particular focus on wanting to do that with youth. We want to go back to the students that answered the questions or older or younger students and get their view on what the data is telling us and get their view on what we could maybe do to make our communities even better places to grow up in. So
that's
we're really, really appreciative of them trusting us enough to participate.
How many schools are involved?
Well, good question. I'm going to get this wrong probably. There are four communities in Lanark County that have high schools, and I think there were 7 schools total. I think that's right.
Okay. So now you did say about the categories of the questions that were asked, leisure, school, a family, how often did they, you know, smoke cigarettes and that sort of thing? How often did they drink alcohol? Can you be specific? The results are in, right? And they're made public as of today. So this is very timely. And thanks for coming in to talk to us about this today too, David. But the results are in now as of today.
Yeah.
What were the findings in all those categories? Could you briefly describe that?
Sure, I can give you some, and some summary data. And by the way, on the 12th of May, we had a workshop, and we had one of the experts in this methodology. His name is Professor Alfgeir Christensen. He actually works in the States now, but he's been, you know, a researcher in this area for a long time. So he took a look at the data and prepared a report for us. And that report that he prepared is available right now on our website. So if anybody wants to see in more detail, and it's looking at Lanark County-wide data. So some of the things that we found were that 33% of the respondents, the students in grade 10, said they had tried alcohol at age 13 or younger. And 12% of these grade 10 students said they'd been drunk in the last 30 days. Interestingly, 20% said they get alcohol at home.
Did that surprise you?
It's high. It's a bit high. And that was one of the comments that Alfgeir made. He said, you know, relative to what he has seen in other communities around the world, those numbers are a bit high.
And, are they?
And probably something that we'd want to take a look at. It's a concern because we know that you know, as the brain is developing, the use of any substances, alcohol, cannabis, anything like that, can have a detrimental effect on brain development. So if for example, if our communities decide that we want to take that on as something and try to reduce that number, you know, try to delay the age at which a young person has their first experience with alcohol, for example, if we can move that number by, say, a year, that makes a big difference in from a public health perspective.
So was alcohol use greater than smoking, say, cigarettes and cannabis?
Actually, cigarette smoking was relatively low, which is a good thing. But cannabis use was relatively high in our community versus what has been observed in other communities. By the way, there are some other reports which are kind of meta reports at the provincial level and the national level. We haven't had time to fully analyze our data versus those other reports, but that's something that we will be doing over the next little while, and we'll be sharing some of that via our website. But I would, you know, the kind of the high level summary is that, you know, early use of alcohol and use of alcohol is rather high. Use of cannabis is rather high. Cigarette smoking is fairly low, actually. E-cigarettes and smoking tobacco is comparatively low compared to other jurisdictions. So, you know, there's kind of a message there, I think.
And so what other questions were you asking on the survey? Questions other than, you know, what their habits are, how often do they smoke and that sort of thing. What other questions were you asking?
There were some questions about, you know, do you feel like you need to smoke or drink in order to fit in? What do your parents think about consumption of alcohol or cannabis by you as a teenager? How much time do you spend with your parents? You know, what kinds of things do you do in your leisure times? What we found there was that in general, it seemed like time spent with parents was a bit low, but the majority of the respondents expressed that they felt they had strong support from their parents, which is a very good thing. I mean, that's a very positive thing that we want to build upon. The other thing that we noticed is that for these grade 10 students, the amount of time that they spend in sport or leisure activities that are structured is kind of low. So it seems like they, you know, they spend a lot of time online. I guess there's no surprise there, but they don't seem to spend a lot of time in organized activities. And we know from the literature that in general, if, you know, if you're a member of an organized activity, be it a sports team or a theater group or music or something like that, that tends to be a protective factor because it builds community. You feel connected with people around you, and generally it leads to what most people would say would be more desirable behaviors.
And building self-esteem as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it sounds like you discovered a lot of things about the social and emotional aspect of the student's health as well.
It's probably not a surprise to see that a high number of students said that their mental health had degraded over the, over the pandemic, because there were some COVID-19 related questions there. That's probably not a surprise. That's certainly consistent with other data that I've read. And there actually was in one of the questions was, do you feel safe at school? And there's a fairly high percentage, like 33%, that said they didn't feel really safe at school.
Interesting.
I don't know how to interpret that data right now. That might be safety from a COVID perspective, or it might be safety from a social perspective. We don't
Right.
exactly know how to interpret that, so we need to do more work on that.
So, David, what are the next steps now? Now that the report is in.
Exactly. So thank you for this. So the as I said earlier, the real power of this methodology, and why by the way, Iceland has had tremendous success in reducing the rates of youth use of substances over a sustained period of time. Over 20 years, they went from having the highest youth use statistics to the lowest in Europe. It's a remarkable accomplishment. They did that because they got the community involved. The community really sort of took this on and said, "Oh, we'd like to do something about what we're seeing here." And that's what we need. That's our challenge right now, from a Planet Youth Lanark County perspective. We've had a big delay due to the pandemic, so thank you for the opportunity to talk today, but we haven't had a lot to talk about until we had the reports available. So our next step is to build a robust plan to help communities receive and understand the message in the reports. And to that end, we're starting to do some of that work now. Our talk today is part of that. But what we're looking to do is to identify champions in every community around Lanark County to help us, kind of lead the way within their community. In some communities, there are some groups that are naturally, are naturals to do that. And in other communities, I'm not sure that we fully discovered those people yet. So we're looking to reach out to those people. I ask people if they are interested in that. They can go to the Planet Youth Lanark website, and they can send me an email using the link there. We're going to be having a workshop probably in the middle of August to formalize a plan for building the coalitions in each community around this. And so if people are interested, it would be great to have them participate in that workshop. And then through the fall and into, into the new year, I expect we'll be having a number of different kinds of community meetings to talk about the message and the reports. We will have access to folks who have been working in this area for many, many years from a public health perspective. And we'll be able to maybe land on a few objectives that we want to take on as communities, or perhaps as all of Lanark County, to try to make things better.
It sounds like it will be a community effort then to as well to it's a big part of it to ensure the success of Planet Youth Lanark County.
Absolutely. Planet Youth Lanark County, its role in this is to kind of do the diagnostic. We're working with the experts in the methodology. We've had really strong collaboration with the school boards, for which we're very grateful. And we're presenting these reports. And then we're going to be trying to facilitate communities, receiving the reports and then responding to them. But it's really up to the communities to, if the communities decide to, and I hope they will, that to sort of take on the challenge.
Great, David. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I'm just wanting to give out the for more information. Your website is just planetyouthlanark.ca,
That's
correct?
correct. That's
And
correct.
you're on Facebook.
Yes.
And if someone wants to participate in the implementation of the plan or to help create whatever is moving forward for you, to contact info at planetyouthlanark.ca.
That's right. And there's a link to that email address on the website. And if folks are interested, they could go there right now and see the summary report on the website that was presented in May 12th. And I don't know if it's there as we speak, but in very short order, there'll be reports for the entire county, and there'll be reports for each municipality. And in those municipality reports, you will see like if it's Carleton Place where I live, we'll see Carleton Place's data compared to all of Lanark County's data.
David, I want to thank you very much for sharing this with us today. It's very timely since the report is now out as of today, right?
That's right.
And very important work that you're doing at Planet Youth Lanark County. So thank you so much for joining us today, David. And hopefully we'll talk again. Best of luck with all the things that you're doing there. Very important work for us.
Thanks again. We're very grateful for the opportunity to speak today.
Oh, you're very welcome, David. David Sompe is chair of Planet Youth Lanark County Steering Committee. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great Father's Day weekend.